And then talking with the players as well. You know, from our angle from the bench, it looked like the puck was loose. You know, we talked with our video staff, and they felt like it was worth the challenge in that situation. So that's not how the league or the referees saw it. So that's the decision they made. But for us, we thought the puck was loose, and you know, it was still a puck that was in play. So that was again. But those are from different you know, video reviews than I necessarily have on the bench. So we rely on our video staff for advice in those situations, and felt like it was worth the challenge at that point. It's kind of unclear for me as well right now. I mean, that there's, you know, as playoffs go on, there's not a lot of communication between the, as much communication between the refs and the coaches as there is during the regular season. So, you know, they made their decision and it really wasn't up for debate. So, you know, they didn't actually, they don't have to come and give you a reason why. And they did not come to the bench and tell me why. So. I thought, you know, obviously I think we needed a little bit more from all of our players tonight. You know, for us, you know, with losing a key player like Oshie a couple of games ago, we needed everyone's game to be at a higher level. I think we had that in game five at home. We didn't have that tonight, and from enough people. You know, it's you know, a little bit of it is self-inflicted. I didn't feel like we did a great job of managing the puck to give ourselves a chance to get in on the forecheck as much as maybe we did in game five. A little bit of it was in big moments we didn't execute you know, turned over some pucks that they were able to convert into offense. So, we need more from all of our players. And, you know, this is the type of adversity that you expect to go through in the playoffs. And we worked hard all year to give ourselves a chance to have home ice. And that's where we've had our most played our best hockey. And, you know, our best game in the series was game five at home. So we're going to hope to build on that one.
You guys, you know, played well at times. This team has hung around. What's your approach to that?
Yeah, they're a hardworking team, and they – you know, they earned their breaks tonight. So I thought that, you know, they, you know, carried the play for some portions of the game. And that was, you know, I think basically self-inflicted for some of it in terms of how we were executing with the puck, whether it was breakouts that weren't as clean as they were a couple nights ago, or it was plays at the blue line that didn't end up behind them. So, you know, I think that those are things we've got to get back to. They were a desperate team tonight, and were harder in those you know, on those puck battles than we were. And instead of us getting it deep, they were able to go stick on pause puck and cause a turnover. So, you know, that's so an area we've got to be better, and we've got to spend more time in the offensive zone than we did tonight.
Todd, back to that disallowed goal. Do you feel like it was tough for your group to kind of recover from that? Do you feel like momentum kind of switched there?
Yeah, certainly. It's a big time in the game. You know, so it's a, you know, huge goal, gets it tied up there, and, you know, we're in a, you know, whole different game. So, you know, we lose a little bit of momentum there, but it's, you know, that's on us to respond from that. And we're an experienced enough team to know that you still got to stick with it. And, you know, then they're able to convert not long after it on a tipped play. So that ends up in the back of our net. But, you know, that again, that's an area we can be better at. And, you know, like I said, our level was not where it was in game five, and I knew we were going to need that to be able to take a desperate team out that's played hard the whole series. It's not been an easy series at all, nor did we expect it to, looking at how they – you know, played from the beginning of the year on. So we need to get back to game five's level of compete, urgency, desperation, and then some to be able to come out on top here.
Two more questions, though. You mentioned the second period has been a weapon for you guys at the part of this season. But in this series, not so much. You had a couple of chances to add to a lead. You guys obviously didn't play as well as you would have wanted to the first one, but you had the lead. What are you seeing that isn't allowing you guys to have the rule of the roost that you had in the second period during the regular season?
Yeah, I think, a lot of times in second periods and even the second period the other night, game five, we're able to catch them in a bad change and quick transition offense has been a key to our success really all year, especially in the second periods where we can, use some strategy that way to, especially on at home when you're getting the matchups that you want to have and they're working to get theirs. So occasionally you can catch them I think out of sync in terms of some of the things they want to do. But for us, it was that first pass execution through the neutral zone that wasn't as quick and as sharp as we needed it to be. And then, when we did get it into our forwards' hands a few times, it didn't get deep. So we weren't able to establish really any end zone time or any forecheck where we were able to, I'd say, impose our will physically like we had done in game five.
Alex got the game misconduct there at the end. What did you make of the reaction there, the way he handled his composure at the end of the game?
You know what, he's an all-in emotional guy that cares a ton. You look back a few years ago and he was, some people had talked about his lack of care. Four or five years ago, and I think it's so far from that. He is all about wanting to win, emotionally wears it on his sleeve. I think, that's not how we want to handle it. But I think a little bit of it shows his passion and his desire to win. And he feels he adds a huge goal for us there that's disallowed on a puck that's loose that he can see, that certainly we can see from the bench that's not completely covered. So it's a difficult one, but, I think, you'd like to handle those situations different. Like I said, 4 or 5 years ago, they'd be like, well, why doesn't he react and get mad? And now he's unbelievably passionate about trying to do everything he can about pushing our team to the next level and knows that he's going to do everything in his power to help us do it. And I expect him to be emotionally involved right from the drop of the puck at home. And I believe in our team. I believe in our ability to play in big games and the group that we have, the 90% of it that's been through this. And, yeah, we're dealing with, some injuries, some different difficult things, but this is what we worked for, and really looking forward to watching our team play that game seven.
Post-game thoughts right there from Capitals head coach Todd Reirden. I believe he's getting one more bonus one.
it's been through a few of them obviously as a coach, and I think it's something that's it's a special game, the momentum swings that are really important. I think the fact of having the experience in it is important. I think the fact of knowing that we've had success in that situation recently is it will be a positive for us, and it's nothing to hold back on and save it for, and you're all in and your team's all in. And I believe in our guys, and I believe in, that we're going to come ready to play and play our best game of the series.